This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 2 weeks ago, Dr. Craig Spencer was treating Ebola patients in Guinea. He is now, as you know, in isolation at Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan after testing positive for that disease. City officials are doing what city officials do in these sorts of circumstances, explaining exactly how difficult it is to contract Ebola, which is, by the way, very difficult, but at the same time retracing Spencer's recent steps through New York. They've got his own account of his whereabouts to go on, but also multiple electronic checkpoints of life in the big city. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
From your commute on the subway to your morning coffee to your taxi ride.
Taxi!
And Facebook updates, we are all leaving a digital wake.
There's a whole field of digital epidemiology that's emerged, harnessing these sort of new digital data streams, almost like digital exhaust for the purposes of public health.
John Brownstein is an associate professor at Harvard Medical School. Let's start with Dr. Spencer's Uber ride. That's the subscription taxi service.
You can quickly get access to, of course, the driver, distance, locations that that driver went to, and of course, the other passengers of that vehicle.
Or when we log on to Wi-Fi at the coffee shop,
where we looked at people's access to free wireless networks across the city. And so we could tell when two people were close to one another and how they move around, and we could model the spread of the disease.
Smartphones ping email servers regularly with their locations and IP addresses. Even keychains can send information that can be picked up by your car or another car. But there is one big caveat to using all this data.
It's not easy and it's not automatic.
Gavin Maines is CEO of Avancic, a digital forensics firm. Take the subway. You can see what subway card was swiped right after a sick person's, but then you have to connect that to a credit card and then connect the credit card to a person, probably through a credit card company.
There is no computer sitting in someone's basement that's automatically tracking that material together.
The data is big and so is the city. Sifting through both is a monumental task. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.